day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Morning, everybody. Good morning. What's happening? This is Trade Martin. How are you? All right, listen. It's the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Funny thing just happened. I can't even say what it is. But anyway, good morning. 32 days to Christmas. I mean, can you imagine that there's 32 days till Christmas? I mean, I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. But, you know, listen, is it ISIL or ISIS? I don't get it. Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or is it Islamic State of the Levant? Now, the Levant means that it encompasses Egypt, Turkey, Syria, and Israel. That means that Islamic State is going to take, it infers that the Islamic State wants to take over all those properties. All right, you got it? That's what it is. All right, just so you know the difference. All right, this is Trade Martin, the Sunday Morning Funhouse. I'm hoping my co-host Jimmy, who's sleeping late because, you know, he works late a lot of times, and he doesn't work as late as I do, but I don't think I got to sleep at about 3:30 last night, but I think he got to sleep a lot earlier, but he needs more sleep than I guess. It's hard to believe, though, that it's 32 days of Christmas. Now, listen, Ted Cruz has gone to number 2 in Iowa. Trump is number 1. Ted Cruz is number 2 in Iowa. Very exciting. It's going to be an exciting race, this race. But I don't think Ted Cruz, even though we love Ted Cruz, I don't believe Ted Cruz could defeat Hillary in a major election, because Ted Cruz is super-duper conservative, which we love. But he won't get any of the moderate votes, or hardly any of it, and none of the Democrat votes, where I think Trump will get a little bit of the Democrat vote and a little bit of the moderate vote. I think could take him over the top. He's the only guy, I believe, can defeat Hillary. He may not have the personality you like, but I'll tell you what, I think he's going to make a good president if he ever gets nominated. I don't think Ted Cruz is going to get nominated, or Donald Trump is going to get nominated for that matter. But it just seems to me that Trump has the most name value, and he's the only guy. I like Trump, too. And he's the only guy that can defeat Hillary in a big election. That's what I believe. Everybody's talking about Trump. Everybody I meet wants to vote for Trump. I get phone calls, and there are people who go to nightclubs all the time and are out and about constantly, and I'm out and about pretty much too. And so is my girlfriend Antoinette. We're out and about. We keep on getting the feedback that everyone wants to vote for Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump as president. Anyway, that's the bottom line. I'm expecting maybe Kevin Bowles to call in, or WATD disc jockey Kevin Bowles does a great show on WATD every Saturday. And he used to be on Tuesday and Wednesday overnight, but now he's not anymore. He's just on Saturdays. He calls in sometimes. And then, of course, our buddy, the mysterious colonel, 30-year war veteran, like Lisa, who's a war veteran. We got a couple of great songs. I mean, I don't want to jump around, but we got a couple of great songs coming out, a couple of great Christmas songs. I got a song called The Veteran's Vow. It's for Christmas, but it's The Veteran's Vow. Veterans take a vow. They take a vow that they will honor the Constitution and Old Glory, the flag, and everything. And we wrote a song about The Veteran's Vow, and it's really a very touching thing. It'll be out in a couple of days. We got a number of nice Christmas, new Christmas things coming out right after the Thanksgiving Day holiday, which is this coming Thursday. So get ready for that turkey. I'm going to do the turkey and the straw. Now, they're saying about the president, they're saying about Barack Obama, that he may be the worst president since Ronald Reagan. Imagine that. I mean, this guy you know, he could never be as bad as Ronald Reagan. You know, they're depicting Ronald Reagan as a bad. The liberals depict Ronald Reagan, our savior, as the worst president. He did this and he did that. He did, and he's a. Somebody said, boy, the other day, he said Iran-Contra is much worse than the Benghazi thing. I mean, can you imagine? Anyway, Lisa has a. He got. Jimmy got two phone calls. Jimmy keeps getting called by Barack. He's like one of Barack's favorite, you know, like his couch. Barack bounces off Jimmy all the time. So I want you to hear this first phone call of Jimmy talking. Barack is talking to Jimmy, and then there's another one. But let's play the first one. Here it is. Here's the first one.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, DJ of the Stars. How are you doing?
Yeah, Jimmy, we got him contained. No problem. Don't worry about nothing. We got him. ISIL is not going to affect us at all. I'm telling you, they're going to be paralyzed. They're not going to be able to do nothing. Not only that, they're not Islamic. ISIL is not Islamic. Islam is the meaning of peace. They're peace and love. That's what they want. And they're in the fabric of America, Jimmy. In the fabric of America. Somebody said, I think your partner said they discovered Fats Domino. I mean, they are in the fabric of America, and they want peace. And you all realize that, Jimmy Hughes, DJ of the Stars, and all your people are going to realize that when Islam takes over the United States. That's going to be the best thing, because then there'll be peace for everyone. The same way there's peace throughout the Islamic world. In every country, Islam is peaceful. You see that? Jimmy, what happened in France was an unfortunate setback, and I refuse to change my strategy. Well, some say I never had a strategy. I only want peace. And I'm biding my time until Hillary takes over. Let her worry about all this crap. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you can. In the words of the great Islamic John Lennon, he was Islamic. Yes, he was. Just like I said many times before, there's nothing better than a morning prayer for peace, the Islamic prayer for peace. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is not Islamic. And let me tell you, Jimmy, did you hear the stars? I know Islamic when I see it. I know Islamic. I was in Indonesia. I was born in Indonesia. I wasn't born there. I was born in Hawaii. Well, my birth certificate is very strange. It's a Photoshop, but it's still good. They won't accept it as a motor vehicle. It's a good presentation, you know. It fooled the people pretty good, though. You got to admit that. You know I'm a devout Christian. My social security number is not real. But anyway, don't worry about that. Let me tell you, I know about Islam. And Islam is not ISIS or ISIS. They call themselves the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, but they're not Islamic. I'm telling you right now. And when you hear those guys from Iran say, death to America, they don't mean it, Jimmy. They're nice people. They don't mean death to America. They just mean they want to hurt America a little bit. They want to kill a few people. So what? They're not Islamic either. No, they're good people. They're not primitive. No, they know what they're doing. The Ayatollah's my buddy. Listen, we talk to him. Me and John Kerry, we get along good. We gotta get along good with those Iranian guys. The girl that works for me, you know, Valerie Jarrett, she's Iranian. I get along good with those guys. They love me. They love me because I'm one of them. Quiet down there, Bo. I'm talking to the DJ of the Stars. Well, I guess that means okay, or I'm sorry. Yeah, you can see, Jimmy J. I taught my little doggy, Bo, to be a gentleman, just like me. To really respect all the people like I respect all the people of the United States of America. And I can see that my doggy, Bo, wants to either do number one or number two, so I got to take him out. Jimmy, I got to get going, and I'll talk to you. I got to talk to the president of China in a little while about some trade deal. What about that guy, Trade? Who works with you? Man, I don't like him too much. He's a Fox News guy. He's like a Rush Limbaugh or something, or Mark Levin. He's one of those guys. He's too conservative for me. Hey, get rid of that guy. I like you, Jimmy. We got a place for them hoops. I'm going to send a jet for you. Pick you up. Yeah, don't cost me nothing. Don't forget what I said. We got ISIS cornered. We got them on the run. They're not going to bother us or anybody. Okay, I'm coming, Bo. Just give me a chance to get the pooper scooper. And Jimmy, even the president's got to do this kind of stuff. Just walk in the door. Shut up!
Who the hell is that?
That's Bo, the president's dog.
What the hell? Are you kidding me or what?
Today's news.
I'll tell you, you know, Barack really confides in Jimmy. Boy, he really, you know, and well, Jimmy's a good guy. I confided him too. He's a, you know, he's like a father figure to everybody. You know, I guess Jimmy took over from Frank Marshall Davis, but you know, the only problem is, you know, Barack was very close with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a big, big communist. Oh my God, he was a card carrying commie, and. Barack used to be, that was Barack's mentor. You know, of course, they tried to hide that for a long time. But in his book, it's in the Dreams of My Father book about him being, Frank Marshall Davis being the mentor of Barack. He would go to him all the time, speak to him all the time. But the funny thing is that in the spoken version of Barack's book, when he speaks, does the talking book thing, all the references to Frank Marshall Davis are taken out of the talk book. Yeah, unbelievable, huh? Yeah. So, listen, it looks like he could be the worst president since Ronald Reagan. You know, he's getting a very bad rep. You know, poor Ronnie, I mean, he's got to be turning in his grave seeing what's happening over here. I don't know if you want to listen to something, listen to my Ronald Reagan's Got the Blues thing. It's on YouTube. We can get a chance. I wrote it a number of years ago. Ronald Reagan's got the blues. Yes, he does. When he sees what's going on with the United States and with the world situation going on, it's kind of unreal. It's kind of unreal. This is Trade Martin. The number here is 347-838-8898. We're brought to you by Big Dog Radio Media. Yeah. Anyway, you know, it's actually Big Dog Media. And Lisa's lovely, and she helps us out a lot. She's always there, and she's our producer and the CEO of Big Dog Media, LLC. And once again, I'm waiting for Jimmy J to call in, and the mysterious colonel's supposed to be with us. I mean, everybody seems like they abandoned me today. I hope somebody's out there. We're talking and yelling and screaming. Hey, where are you, everybody? It's only 32 days to Christmas. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse Rock and Roll right here on the Internet. Yeah, we don't play any music. We just play little bits of the president. Seems like he's going to be designated as the worst president since Ronald Reagan. You know, he calls Jimmy all the time. Now I want you to listen to this second call that he called Jimmy this week. Take a listen to this call. Lisa's going to play it.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Jimmy, good morning, Jimmy. I had to call you, Jimmy, because you're the only one I can talk to. DJ the Stars, you're my intimate buddy that I could talk to and level with and tell him how I definitely feel. You know, the country doesn't appreciate me, Jimmy. After all I've done to this country, they're an oppressive force around the world. I stopped that. I took out two wars. I got our men back. I'm closing Gitmo and letting out the prisoners. They don't appreciate me, buddy. They're making fun of me. They're mocking me. They're all mocking me. They say I'm the worst president. I don't like it, Jimmy. I'm not happy. I don't like it one bit. Not much I can do. But I want you to listen to something. Listen to this. Listen to what they say. Listen to how they treat me. Treat me like a rag, like I'm a rag in the White House. Cheap, listen.
I hope ISIS don't spoil our Christmas because ISIS is on my list. When I wish on Bethlehem Star, don't want to hear no Aloe Akbar. I pray to our Savior before I go to bed that those evil bastards will cut off Santa's head. I hope ISIS don't spoil our Christmas along with Putin and his mistress. Rock may get a strategy. He won't blow up before I trim the tree. You bison, don't spoil our Christmas. Oh, no. Isis is going to spoil. I don't want Isis to spoil our Christmas. It could be a real Jesus Christ.
Disrespectful for the office of the presidency. It isn't right. It's the presidency. I have a strategy. I got a strategy, and I'm going to use my strategy to defeat ISIS. That's right. And listen, I'll talk to you, DJ of the Stars. I'm a little perturbed about these guys are making fun of me because they say that they're contained and they're making fun of me. I can tell they're making fun of me. I don't like it. I went to Columbia. Nobody knows me there, but I went to Columbia, and I've done a lot to this country. I've done a lot. I'll talk to you later, buddy. I'm perturbed. It's the Republicans. I know it's the Republicans. It's all their fault. They don't want three-year-old orphans in here. They think the refugees are bad. Most of those refugees are widows. That's all they are, widows. Widows and three-year-old kids. What are they worried about? They're worried about them being Democrats. That's what they're worried about. I'll tell you, if unborn children, if I knew unborns were going to be Democrats, I wouldn't want abortion to be happening at all.
WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J. All right. Anyway, boy, that Baraki calls up and it confides in Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy's lucky, though, you know, that he has a direct line to Barack Hussein Obama at the presidency. I mean, who would you want to be friendly with more? I mean, all the Hollywood stars love him. You know, Paltrow, that chick Paltrow said that, I wish they'd just leave him alone and let him do whatever he wants. He's doing whatever he wants. If she wants him to do more, she said, I wish they'd leave him alone and let him just do what he wants to do. I mean, is she out of her mind or what? Does she have a screw loose up there, or what? What's her name? Paltrow, Denise Paltrow, I forget it, whatever her name is. Boy, is she a moron. Oh, my God. Anyway, this is Trade Martin. The weather's a little overcast up here, and I'm in Weehawken, New Jersey, about 5 minutes from New York City, Big Apple, and we are experiencing decent weather, though. It's pretty warm. It's probably about 50 degrees out right now. And I don't know how it is where you are. I hope it's okay. Some snowstorms in the Midwest, and wow, it's amazing what's going on. A lot of this, we got a thing coming out on global warming that's very funny. But you'll be hearing that soon. You'll be hearing that soon. It's about those climate scientists just came out the other day, about 2 days ago, and said that it's all hogwash, which we know, you know, it's all a hoax. It's all nonsense. I mean, they panned man-made global warming. Now, if anybody has the gall to think that a little exhaust from cars and all different stuff can change the climate, you know, listen, the climate is a natural occurrence. It's mostly caused by the sun. The oceans, there's three-quarters of the world are water, is oceans, you know, and the evaporation of the water and goes into the clouds and all that stuff, it's a natural occurrence, been happening for billions of years, and, you know, they clamp on it, Democrats clamp on a thing that They want to, they make a problem out of it, and then they want to tax you in order to get rid of the problem. Now they want to tax you carbon footprint and carbon credits and all different stuff like that. Carbon is a natural occurrence. We need carbon dioxide. We exhale carbon dioxide. The climate change thing is such a hoax. It's embarrassing. And Bernie Sanders thinks it's the worst thing that's happening. And Barack Obama, who looks like he's going to be the worst president since Ronald Reagan, he says that it's the worst problem we have in the United States. It's worse than the terrorism. It's worse than anything. It's worse than the war on women. It's worse than anything. It's worse than Planned Parenthood. Getting back to Planned Parenthood, that's global warming, too. There's a lot of global warming going on at Planned Parenthood, you know, and that's caused by humans. You know, we've got a song coming out that's a pro-life song. We're going to have an event, and we're going to introduce it at the event, a Facebook event. Well, you'll see it. A pro-life Christmas song. Actually, we have two, and maybe even three if I finish the third one up. I got it finished, but I have to finish the record up. Very difficult to make records nowadays, to make records that are competitive and stand up against other records that are out there, because people got everybody in their bedroom, they have recording situations that can make a decent record, not a great record like I can make, because I have a real studio and we use some real studios, you know, with a lot of outboard gear and a lot of technology. They can make a decent record in a bedroom on a computer. They can make a decent record. Can't make records like I make, because I make professional sounding pieces that are competitive with anything in the world. But, you know, because I've been doing it for 30, 40 years, and I know how to do it. But it's very difficult to really make records. I'm very proud of what I do. But this is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Too bad Jimmy's not here today. We could have talked about a lot of different, spoken about a lot of different things. WMEX in Boston, he's on every Saturday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. He does a great show, mostly oldies, of course. That's what he plays. He's Rewind, and he's the DJ of the stars. He's got a lot of great interviews on the show. He does a great job. He's got a great radio. He's got probably one of the greatest radio voices, I think, ever. You know, he's just got a very distinctive voice, and he knows how to move things along. On the same station he's on, Michael Savage is on WMEX, and Rush Limbaugh used to be on WMEX. I don't know what happened. They probably had some kind of they couldn't make a deal or something. Probably wanted too much money. Rush gets too much money. Doesn't get too much money. He deserves it, but he gets a lot of money. He's a nice fella. I met him. I've met him twice. I was with him twice. Good guy. You wouldn't think he's a superstar like he is, because he just acts like a regular guy. Same thing with Mark Levin. Mark Levin is just another guy off the street. He's from Philly, Mark Levin, and he's just one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. And Rush Limbaugh actually started Mark Levin. Mark Levin used to be his call-in guy, who used to be his lawyer, constitutional lawyer. He used to call in. It started during the O.J. Simpson trial, when Mark Levin used to call Rush, and that's how Mark Levin got started. Rush and Sean Hannity latched on to Mark and got him started on WABC Radio, and now he's syndicated all over the place. He's got a lot of great books. He's a very sharp guy. Mark is a very sharp guy. Him and David Limbaugh, we were talking one night at a Rush concert. This is a number of years ago. Very, very nice guys. These guys are sharp guys. These guys, no jive. It's, you know, no, none of this blame this guy, blame me. They just know what's going on. Anyway, this is 347-838-8898 in case you want to get a word in edgewise with me. Don't hesitate to call. I'm looking over here at the Drudge Report, and it says Barack, picture of Barack looking with that smug look on his face, saying, "I'm not afraid." Cruz soars to number two in Iowa. Oh, by the way, there was a Democratic win. It's the one out of 15. They finally won a race. God bless them. I mean, I wish them luck, really. I don't know how they did it, but I guess the guy probably acted like a conservative. That's what they do. In order to win a governorship or a mayorship or anything, most of the time, a Democrat will act very, very conservative. They put on a conservative act, they win, and then they go back to being their left-wing, far-left liberal self. That's what they do, I'm telling you. But this guy, I don't know what his name is, but the Democrat, he stunned a stunning victory in Louisiana. I guess that's Bobby Jindal's territory. I guess he's going to take over. I guess it seems like that. America's Got Talent panel has no American judges. Unbelievable, huh? Isn't that funny? Unbelievable. Wall Street ties linger as image issue for Hillary. Her son-in-law is a big hedge fund guy, just so you know. Chelsea's husband is a big hedge fund guy. And Chelsea's father-in-law was very tight with Clinton. He went to jail for something. What a scene. What a scenario. We got a new book coming out in about 3 or 4 weeks, a new Trump-Hillary book. It's a very cute book. You're going to like it. Trump, the Benghazi story. Trump and the Benghazi story versus the empty pantsuit. Probably award-winning. It's got an award-winning cover. The inside is cute. It's funny. The contents, a lot of stuff about Hillary and Trump and some poetry and some dialogue and stuff like that I did with my partner, Gene Epstein. It's a cute book. We're going to have an event when we release it. But we are closing in on the end of our show. This is the Sunday Morning Funhouse, brought to you by Big Dog Media. Big Dog Media. And we got, let me just see over here, it says several killed in Paris attacks hidden in the band's dressing room. That was the, I forget the name of the band, they're almost like a spoof band. They're the Eagles and metal, heavy metal or something like that, like a combination of Eagles and Metallica. You know, I never heard of them before their concert. You know, it's a shame all those people got killed, but it's probably the most PR they've ever gotten, this group, whatever their name was. In Brussels, they found a lot. There's a lot of terrorism going on in Brussels. Wow. It's really amazing, you know. Washington sentenced Washington Post reporter to jail. That's unbelievable. Obama vows more rev. Yeah, bring him in, give him health care. You know, I was saying to a friend of mine a couple of days ago, you know, because somebody, some idiot on MSNBC says, give ISIS what they want, and they won't bother us anymore. Yeah, give them what they want. What they want is world domination. They want everyone to convert to Islam. That's what they want. Or else they want to kill you. That's what they want. You want to give them what they want? This lady, I mean, with her mentality, like Paltrow, she should give them what they want. She should go over there and marry one of the guys, you know? But what I was saying is, what Barack should do is, why doesn't he talk to, maybe he should send Kasich. Kasich looks like he's going to drop out of the race, by the way. I don't want to jump around. Send Kasich over there to discuss it with with ISIS. Give them all free health care. See if that does any good for them. You know? Give them the health care that doesn't work here, and let them, they should do, let ISIS run the health care website that Barack put up that was such a debacle. This is Trade Martin, and it's 10 a.m., everybody, on Sunday. We want to thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you on Wednesday at midnight. We will see you this coming Tuesday evening at 12 a.m., which is the start of Wednesday at midnight. I'll see you then, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. We have cake now, guys.
Today in news.